Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. In U.S. politics, the head of the Democratic Party has resigned as the party's national convention opens today in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The resignation comes amid a fervor over leaked emails that show party leaders mocking and criticizing Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders while he was waging a challenge to Hillary Clinton for the nomination. VOA's Jim Malone reports a convention might not come off as smooth as had been expected.
Now we have bad blood between the Democratic National Committee and the Sanders campaign, which also goes back several months. Then we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the controversial chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, stepping down now over this furor. It's interesting, the Democrats were anticipating a much more unified meeting than the Republicans had, but their issues are coming up to be a problem, and it looks like they're going to have to spend the next few days taking care of business at home before they can move on to putting Hillary Clinton out as the nominee and focusing more on Donald Trump.
Jim Malone and the rest of the VOA political team will be covering events from Philadelphia this week. You can check voanews.com for the latest. A Syrian migrant was killed when a bomb he was carrying exploded Sunday near a music festival in the Bavarian town of Ansbach near Nuremberg, according to officials. 12 people were wounded in the blast. Authorities say the explosion was intentional and that the man had tried to commit suicide a few times before Sunday's explosion. He was denied asylum last year but was allowed to remain in Germany temporarily. The blast prompted the evacuation of more than 2,000 people from the music festival. Earlier Sunday, Syrian refugees tried to kill a woman. VOA News.